This is Community Conversation, and we're going to be talking about the Illinois Youth Council. Happy to have on the program with me to talk more about that, Paula Trutman, who is the Vice President and Director of Grants and Programs at the Illinois Community Foundation. And Paula, it's good to have you back on the program once again.
Thank you, Dale. It's so good to be here. I am so appreciative of you and WLAN and all that you guys do for our community. So thank you.
Well, you know, the thing is, we have such a neat group that you have under the umbrella of the Illinois Community Foundation, and that is the Illinois Youth Council. And for those who may not remember, explain what the Youth Council is all about, Paula.
So back many, many years ago, when I was still, I guess obviously I was alive in 1997, which seems like many years ago, but it's not.
It's not.
The Community Foundation had a challenge grant, and Kellogg Foundation matched every $2 raised in Lenawee County with a $1 up to $2 million. So we raised $1 million, which is amazing. Lenawee County is an amazing place.
Yeah.
That was matched for $1 million for the Kellogg Youth Fund, which started our youth council. So kids from back then, who are now 28 years older, help make grants and do volunteer projects and all kinds of other things like college visits or career development. Those kids who are involved in Lenawee Youth Council choose what they want to do, and they make funding recommendations for grants. They're involved in, and we talk about the five T's now in philanthropy. So ties is one, time, talent, treasure, and testimony. And they get to be involved in all of those things and making our little corner of the world a better place. And they go off and do those things other places if they don't live at home anymore.
Yeah. And
great.
The nice thing is this is also gives them some leadership skills too, doesn't it?
It does. We want them to plan activities. I am the adult in the room right now working with them, but they choose. Like, I'm not going to say, hey, we are going to do this. I'm like, we have this opportunity. Are you interested? Would you like to go do something? Or if they come back and really excited about something, like we've had somebody excited about a project with Catherine Cobb Domestic Violence Shelter once. And so we did some work for them and some other things. When we turned 25, we did a lot of work. Every month we did a project. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
A lot of work.
Yeah. But, you know, it also gives them the opportunity to find out more about what is available, what we do have here in Lenawee County in the line of the nonprofits, too.
Yes, it does. It's amazing. Lenawee County really tries to take care of our people, and we do lots of work. And there's ways to be involved that just don't require, you know, writing a check.
Yeah.
That's super helpful, but it's also helpful to donate your time and your talents. You know, if you're building a house with Habitat, if you're offering childcare at Catherine Cobb or something like that, there are things that you can be put to use for. And our kids get to learn about those things and careers. Like, one of my youth council kids was going to be a teacher, and then she volunteered with the youth council and led a project with the Imagination Library, and then she changed. She was still in high school, but taking college classes. She changed her major and went to Grand Valley and majored in nonprofit management.
No kidding.
Graduated in May and off working in the world.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm very lucky, right? Like, my world is amazing because of the people I get to work with, like you and those kids. And, you know, the future is bright.
Yes, it is. And, you know, to have this opportunity to also helps excel that and helps to help promote that as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you have a kiddo who's 12 to 21 who might be interested in joining us, we are welcoming anybody who wants to join us. We meet on the second and fourth Monday at the Lenawee Community Foundation office, and we meet from 6:30 to 8 p.m. right now. The kids chose the time and date, and we meet there at 1440 West Maumee. You can come join us anytime.
Okay, and they don't need an invitation. They can just show up, right?
This officially counts as your invitation. Come join us, or let your kiddos know about it because they may be interested.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that the Lenawee Youth Council does, as you mentioned, is about giving out grant money.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about that. This is certainly something that if I was a young person, you know, I would really relish the opportunity of doing something like this, Paula.
We are the only group in town where kids get to do this. So since 1997, the very first year, we had $3,000 to grant away. But some of the programs we funded back there, like Project Bloom with 4-H and Hidden Lake Gardens, still exist. They got a small, we had $3,000. You could apply for up to $500 back then. They got a $500 grant for Project Bloom, and it's still going on, which is amazing. So our kids spend the interest off of our endowment. And if you think of an endowment like a savings account that you never touch, and you just earn the interest on it and you spend it. So that $1 million from Kellogg still exist in our endowment fund. We spend the interest off, and the best thing about this is since 1997 through now, it's over $1 million have been given back to our community in grants and programs.
That's amazing.
And we still have that $1 million sitting, so we spend off the interest, so we never go below that. So 100 years from now, when we're not sitting here, there are still people doing Lenawee Youth Council work, or maybe they'll change the name at that point. I don't know, but that will be their decision. But we have another grant process starting up for this fall.
Yeah.
And it'll go live September 1st. So any nonprofits and young people who have a passion about something, we'd like to figure out how we can help fund that or make things better for kids in our area.
Now, when you mentioned about the nonprofits, is it regulated to programs that affect youth? Is that how that works?
Kinda.
Okay.
So we really like it to impact youth because this is a specific youth grant. These dollars are used for that. We want young people to be involved in the planning. So maybe a young person has an idea for a project, but I'm thinking of women and children who are staying at Catherine Cobb Domestic Violent Shelter. If that young person can write the grant and meet the guidelines, it's an online application, but it hasn't changed really, maybe a little bit since a couple years ago before it went online.
Mm-hmm.
There are 5 questions, and I say that out loud because I know it looks longer when you're on the computer, but it really is still only 5 questions. And how you involve and improve youth assets, and you'll have a copy of all that when you apply. But there are ways to word it. I would have to think about it. Like, I know, like the Humane Society or an animal rescue group, you involving young people in some ways, like AHIMSA has gotten a grant from us, but involving young people in doing the work and how they use that for maybe social media or involving having things available for kids to come out and volunteer there, that
sure.
kind of stuff. So there are ways to work it. And if someone needs help thinking about that, I'm happy to help them. But kids are really smart. You should really ask their opinion.
Yeah, yeah. Because
they're really creative.
But the applications will be available as of?
September 1st.
Okay.
And it is due October 1st. So we give you a month. And really, I promise you. Oh, and it's only 5 questions. I know it looks more complicated online because I promise I understand that. I don't know how to make it look less complicated, but it really is just like the old grant application. But you could ask for $2,500 this year. It used
to
be $2,000 was the limit, but now the kids upped it to $2,500.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It is.
And then once the applications are in, when they're due October the 1st,
yes.
then what happens after that?
We have a couple more meetings before the Lenawee Community Foundation board meets. So the kids will get them. We meet the second and fourth Monday. So the kids will start reviewing them at our first meeting in October. We'll probably go over into the second meeting in October, and then they make grant recommendations to our board of directors. And we have 2 of our members serve on the Lenawee Community Foundation board, and they present those grant recommendations at the board meeting, and our board gives the final authority. So checks, you know, could be written in December. Like if there's a project or people are thinking timing, that's a great point, Dale. Thank you. That they could have them in December.
Yeah, yeah.
And so before the new year.
Absolutely. Or maybe they might be having something which would be something that might affect the holiday season, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, Associated Charities does huge Christmas campaign
and
back to school. And so they wrote, you know, last year and things like that. So if you get funding, you have a year to use it. So, like, it's not like you have to use it in December.
Right.
We just need to get your grant agreement back and we'll write you
your
check. But if you have something for holidays specifically, it could be written for this holiday season and you could have it. The dollars then.
I think this is so awesome that the those that are on the youth council are taking a look at these applications and making that decision, that recommendation to the full community foundation board. I think that's what an experience.
And those kids are tough. Like, grown-ups are soft, I'm going to tell you. We're soft. Oh, look at that cute little puppy over there, that little kid with pigtails. We're like, oh, let's give them all the money. And those kids are like, yeah, that's a cute puppy, and we love those pigtails. But you know, right? They want to make sure that their dollars, they're entrusted with these dollars, and they're good stewards of it. They want to make sure that it lasts, you know, 100 years, really. I mean, that's their task, is to ensure that this endowment lasts.
Yeah.
And they're really good.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Yeah. Which really, I think, is really awesome. And again, goes back to the conversation that we were having earlier, is that you know, with these kids being able to serve on the Illinois Youth Council, giving this experience, getting this experience, and then, you know, being able to go on and do amazing things afterwards, shows that, you know, we'll have some wonderful people in the future for us to be able to take on the things that we need to have taken care of.
Absolutely. And they're just, it just builds like leadership skills and things like that. I write tons of letters for scholarships and jobs. I'm a reference for college applications, those kinds of things. If that's the only reason you're joining, that's okay too. Like if a kiddo wants to join us just because it looks good on their resume, and it does, right? Like
you
can put that on your resume that you served on this board. It's great.
Absolutely.
We'd love to have you.
Yeah. So nonprofits.
Nonprofits, yes.
Be looking and be maybe putting on your calendar that the applications will be available as of September the 1st.
Absolutely.
And by going to your website, right?
Yes. And they'll get a link. It'll be on our social media. I will send out emails. So if you don't get it, but you can contact us too. It is on there is a link on our website too.
Okay.
Our website is in the midst of being revamped right now. So I honestly can't tell you what page, but if you can't find it, you can always call our office. And when it's being revamped, I'm going to go with it's going to be all better. So it'll be more direct and you'll be able to find it easier.
There you go. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you have a real easy number to remember, 517-263-4696.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And call us, please, because we're happy to help you. We really, I mean, that's our job. I mean, actually, our theme is for the love of Lenawee, right?
Yeah.
What else could we be?
Well, you know, the thing is, if parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, if you are thinking about this and listening to this right now and think this might be something that, you know, your youngster, your young person might be interested in or think this would be great experience is to maybe look into this and then maybe either call the office or, you know, saying what else do we need to do or, you know, to check in with that young person to say, hey, you know, do you think you might want to join up with the Illinois Youth Council?
Absolutely. We have some things planned. We're doing some work with Bob Benke on Holocaust work and remembrance. And then we'll do the sock tree at Comstock Park.
Oh,
right across the street.
Across the street from us.
Yes, assuming I get a tree. They haven't gone quite on sale yet, but we do a sock tree every year and we bundle socks. They have to go shopping. They're really smart, right? Kids are very smart. I don't think we give them enough credit.
But
they talk about how they have to do the math because we have a budget and things like that. And then we go and spend lots of money buying socks.
That's another great experience too. Yeah.
It is.
So, I mean, it's so great that we have something like this here in Lenawee County for our youth to be a part of. So, you know, make sure that we have your young people in your that you know of that are aware of this, see whether they'd be interested in becoming a member. And also, you know, the nonprofits, this is a great way to be able to go and help some of their programs that you might, thinking that you might need some help on or getting a grant from.
Absolutely. If you have a program that works with kids or helps kids in some ways, $2,500 I know isn't a ton of money, but it's a short application and we don't want you to work as, you know, spend more than $2,500 writing or reporting on the grant, right?
Yeah,
so we just really want to be a partner for you and make things better.
Excellent. Paula Trentman, thank you so much. And we do hope that the nonprofits will be able to go and make a little note on their phone calendars or
That's
maybe
right.
their physical calendars about the applications being available September 1st. And then I like the idea that you have a deadline of October 1st because that makes it that, okay, we got to get this done.
Yes.
And back to you and to be able to get that. So when are the grants then announced?
They'll be announced probably the week right around Thanksgiving, give or take. The board meets the week before Thanksgiving, and then we'll get all those out and get grant agreements out to folks. But we'd love to have you.
Excellent. Excellent. Great deal. Paula, thank you so much for being on the program and reminding us about that and also about the wonderful work that the Lenawee Youth Council does.
They're amazing. Thank you for having us.
Paula Trentman, the Vice President and Director of Grants and Programs at the Lenawee Community Foundation, my guest here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.